So I'm in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia at the largest technology conference called LEAP. There are 170,000 attendees, 900 companies, over 1,000 investors. And the focus is on AI, specialized and generative AI, from the largest tech companies in the world all the way to the local startups. So here's what I learned. Let me tell you, I've been to my fair share of tech conferences, but nothing quite compares to the scale and ambition of LEAP. So this event was massive, with over 220,000 attendees, $13 billion in investments were announced. So it's clear that Saudi Arabia is trying to make a splash and a bold statement about their intention to become a digital powerhouse. But before we dive into the event details, let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Why is this happening? Why is Saudi investing so big into technology? So Saudi Arabia has this Vision 2030, which is a sweeping plan to diversify the economy, get them away from oil, and invest in other areas like real estate, properties, technology, manufacturing, what have you. And what I saw at LEAP, they're making a huge bet on technology to make that happen. AI alone is supposed to become 15% of the GDP. Not even sure how you measure that. So there were many tracks in that concept around LEAP, like AI, automation, supply chain, infrastructure, edutech, health tech. I'm trying to remember all the buzzwords. They had it. And the whole idea is to expand the horizon, what kind of innovation is possible. Now, why was this conference different from any other tech conference, whether it's CeBIT in Europe or CES in the US? That was very different. And one thing that really stood out for me was the level of government involvement and support for technology innovation. So it's obvious that government sees technology as a critical part of their future. They're pulling out all the stops to attract global tech giants, investors, talent, and bring them to their shores, or rather, to the sand dunes. And what's interesting is a lot of the conversations at LEAP was about the global north and the global south, especially when it comes to technology innovation, especially when it comes to AI. So the question of everybody's mind was, will this strategy work? Can government intervention at this scale really disrupt the status quo and help emerging markets like Saudi compete with the global north in AI and other advanced technologies? Honestly, too early to tell. That being said, the investments and announcements made at LEAP were nothing short of staggering. So major players like AWS, Cisco, Dell, IBM, ServiceNow all pledged billions to establish cloud infrastructure, data centers, regional headquarters, training centers, what have you. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, or rather the sand. So AWS will spend $5 billion to create a regional cloud center. Dell and HP announced local manufacturing and distribution centers. IBM is creating a regional software development hub. DataVault, a local company, announced $5 billion to build major data centers. So all these announcements added up to something that's very different. So if you think about a major tech conference at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, you don't hear about billions of dollars of investment. You may have some venture capitalists around. They talk about investing in startups, and a lot of that happened. But that was to the tune of maybe $700 million. So the $13 billion was infrastructure investment, recreating an economy. And this reminded me of the venture ecosystem that we have in the U.S. So a lot of the reasons Silicon Valley and then Texas, New York have such a vibrant technology circuit is because of the massive capital, but also the massive talent. So what seems to me Saudi is trying to do is recreate those two factors. They have massive wealth and investment from oil and gas. They can reinvest it. They're attracting a lot of technology companies to make, like I said, $13 billion in investment just this year. But also they're bringing talent in. A lot of that is reskilling, training people in the new technologies, and that could be any kind of thing from infrastructure, cloud, cybersecurity, what have you, but also bringing talent in, physically bringing people to move them to the country. So we'll see how this works. It's clear that they're not just trying to attract foreign investment, but create this homegrown startup culture, which I'm sure is going to be very different from any other startup world that we're used to. Now, another aspect that caught my attention at Leap was the emphasis on emerging technologies. Leap itself had a mini conference called DeepFest, and that was all about AI robotics. And the interesting thing about it wasn't just startups. So the largest company, Aramco, the oil company, was developing its own large language model called MetaBrain for industrial scale applications. So it's a sign that they're not just content with consuming foreign technology and bring them to the region, but they want to be co-creators as well. So as I reflect on my experience at Leap, I can't help but be impressed by the sheer scale and ambition of what Saudi is trying to do, especially with their neighbors next door like India, with a massive technology culture and investments and base. So they're making a bold play to transform their economy and society through technology, and they're backing it with serious investment and government support. But will it be enough to disrupt the global balance of technology power, the global north versus global south of innovation? Only time will tell. What I can say is that Leap was a fascinating window into the digital aspiration of an emerging power, and I'll be watching closely to see how this story unfolds. Well, that's it for today. These were my impressions. Just got back from the trip and hope to catch up with you guys soon.